had it in China. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. People not sick with COVID, but people sick of it. And the lockdown still being imposed across China to stop the virus spread, leading to widespread protests.
Social media footage showing these protests breaking out in major Chinese cities, places like Shanghai and Beijing, because you have people frustrated not only with the Chinese government, communist government, but also with China's president Xi Jinping all over the COVID zero tolerance policies, which means millions of people have been forced into lockdown now for a long time.
Fox's Mark Meredith.
This weekend's protests follow that deadly apartment building fire in China's Xinjiang region. The fire did kill 10 people, and it reportedly started from a power strip in an apartment bedroom, showcasing how many people are being forced to stay home.
It was crowded at airports yesterday with post-Thanksgiving travel. The TSA reports 2.56 million passengers went through security, the most in a day since before COVID. December 2019, there were more than 6,000 flight delays.
The largest share of delays right here in New York City as rain fell in the area. Rainstorms sweeping across the Atlantic region, the main culprit.
Fox Business Network, Cheryl Cassoni. A guilty plea is expected today from Peyton Gendron, the 19-year-old who went on a shooting spree targeting black people at a Buffalo, New York supermarket in May, killing 10. There will be another vigil tonight outside the Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia, where a store manager shot and killed 6 and wounded 6 others, then took himself out last week. He bought that gun illegally. President Biden again called for stricter laws, and Democratic Congressman James Clyburn told CBS Face the Nation,
"Just because they purchased these weapons legally does not mean that's what the law ought to be. We need to change these laws."
But Republican Congressman James Comer, who wants to protect Second Amendment rights, tells NBC's Meet the Press there's no magic law.
If passing a bill would simply end gun violence, then I think you would have overwhelming support in Congress for that.
Mauna Loa has started to erupt on Hawaii's Big Island, but the volcano not threatening any communities. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
While China tries to crack down on all the protests over COVID policy there, cases remain far below peak levels in the U.S., though with rising flu and the surge of RSV respiratory illnesses, it's being called a triple-demic, and it's concerning an outgoing Biden advisor.
Dr. Anthony Fauci said on ABC's This Week it's the trifecta that people should be wary of as the weather gets colder. Two-thirds of them, COVID and the flu, have effective vaccines out there.
We don't have a vaccine for RSV. This is particularly problematic for children 5 years of age and younger, and for the elderly.
Dr. Fauci says RSV can be avoided in a similar fashion as avoiding COVID by staying away from crowds, wearing masks, and washing hands. Dr. Fauci plans to retire as head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases in about a month. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Two men are in a Maryland hospital being treated for serious but not life-threatening injuries. After the nightmare they lived in Gaithersburg, their small plane crashed into a power line tower. Then they got stuck there and they dangled in the plane, badly hurt for nearly 7 hours until they got rescued after midnight this morning. The crash caused more than 100,000 power outages, but most of that has been restored. At the University of Idaho, it's been more than 2 weeks since 4 students were found murdered in a home. Still no suspects.
Students are set to return to class today, but the university is giving them the option to finish the semester Rochester remotely. Police still searching for the weapon used in the murder. As they stay tight-lipped on certain details of the case, they say are critical to their investigation. And with almost no answers from police, community members are concerned for their safety. But officials want to reassure the public they're doing all they can to find answers.
This is Fox's Todd Pyro. And Wall Street stocks could fall. Dow futures down nearly 200 points on this Cyber Monday, expected to be the biggest online shopping day of the year. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.